Good morning, everybody. It is a couple past six, and I'm Bob Rivers, along with Spike O'Neill and Downtown Joe. Jody is in the newsroom. A lot of news today. And also on the show today, Colin Hanks, Tom Hanks' boy, now a great actor in his own right. He has a new movie called High School, which is in theaters Friday. What's High School about?
It's just a good old stoner buddy flick. It's about pot-smoking kids, and, you know, I was kind of surprised when I haven't seen it.
But Colin is such a straight-laced, clean-cut young serial killer.
Yeah, he's not one of the buddies.
I never thought he'd be a stoner.
I'm not sure what his role is. Maybe he's the mean principal or something, because I have not seen the movie. He's not one of the two. There's two guys, as in all of these. Yeah, the Harold and
also
the Kumar.
He's not young enough to play high school, is he?
Right, right. No, I think he's got to be
a teacher or something. Yeah.
I think he is the principal's assistant.
Oh.
He's always talking to the principal in the preview. Really funny preview. No.
Anyway, Colin, we've talked to him a bunch over the years, and should be fun to catch up with him. And very successful. And boy, was he good on Dexter, which is a show that some of us watch with a passion. And he played this serial killer last season. I could say that now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody's seen it.
Your spoiler alert is 1 year. I don't think I've got nothing to worry about
after
there.
After a year, if you don't know. Right. You'll forget before you actually see it. And we spoke to him at the beginning of that without really knowing what his character was going to be. So, yeah.
That's cool, though, when somebody totally blows your doors off, isn't it?
Especially with someone that you meet who seems to be a nice person.
Genuinely, yeah.
In showbiz. Six after six. And, of course, major news to get to today. So we'll begin there. Here's Jody.
Thank you very much. Brought to you by Clipper Vacations. So let's begin with what happened yesterday here in Seattle. A gunman killed five people in Seattle yesterday, four at a cafe, another in a carjacking. He then turned the gun on himself in my neighborhood as officers closed in on him after a citywide manhunt. Ian L. Stowicki is the guy. Originally from Ellensburg, lived in Portland, did some time in Seattle, and he was hanging out at this place, Cafe Racer, which is a quirky little Seattle joint up in the Roosevelt area, just north of the U District. Reports say that he was hanging out there quite a bit. He would tend to get into fights with people and snap at people, and he was kind of a weirdo. People said he had a very odd and negative energy about him, but they wanted to promote a tolerant environment and let him hang out there because this is the kind of place it was. But yesterday at around 11, he came in with weapons and started shooting.
Just out of the blue.
Apparently, I still haven't seen anything about what happened there. But at the cafe, 52-year-old Joe, also known as Vito Albanese, was killed along with his best friend and bandmate, Drew, who was 45. They were in a band called God's Favorite Beefcake. And as the story goes, everyone's talking about these guys. I've never personally met them, but everyone's saying they're, you know, bright light kind of guys. Everybody loved them. They used to hang out at this place all the time.
Before we hear more of the details, do you want to hear some of their music?
Definitely.
Pedro, you have a little bit of this?
Yeah, and honestly, I was recording it before the show, and I was telling Jody, it made me cry. It's really sad. And they are not that big. They had a couple of songs on MySpace. This is one of the best ones.
This is Drew and Joe.
Head full of booze and the rest of me's a wreck. The reaper is breathing down the back of my neck. Hang on, boys and girls, cause we're going straight to heck. All your wishing didn't get you. Hello, my friends, I came by to say farewell. It's been nice to know you, and I'll see y'all in hell. When I get there, rest assured, I'm gonna ring that bell and let the devil know I have arrived. Thank you.
worry about happier days. Back before the world became wild and crazed. Full speed ahead, if you can see through the haze. Keep up hoping till the sky turns blue. Hello, my friends, I came by to say farewell. It's been nice to know you. I'll see y'all in hell. When I get there, rest assured, I'm gonna ring that down, let the devil know I have
There you go. It's good.
Yeah, they just played Folklife, that band. Two others were shot at Cafe Racer. One other person was, they were all taken to Harborview. Two other people passed away. And then Leonard Muse, who's a chef at the cafe, was also wounded. His father said he was hit in the jaw and that he is going to make a recovery. So then this Ian Stowicki, it's unknown whether he took his mom's truck or a bus, but it's not probable that he ran because it was like 4.5 miles, and in half an hour you'd have to be a marathoner to get that done. Made it down to 8th and Seneca, where he confronted a Bellevue businesswoman and married mother of two in a parking lot on First Hill, fatally shot her, and escaped in her black Mercedes SUV. This is witnesses describing seeing him killing this woman.
And I see this man kicking this woman who's lying on the ground, and then he takes a gun out of his right pocket and leans over her and shoots her in the head.
I guess a couple who was in this parking lot ran up and started to administer CPR while Stowicki was still standing right there, which is pretty brave of them considering he certainly could have shot them.
Sure. Unbelievably brave.
Yes, absolutely. So in the meantime, Stowicki gets into her SUV, heads over to West Seattle, gets off on the Delridge exit, parks the car, runs. Police find it. There's a semi-automatic pistol on it. They're looking for him all over West Seattle. There's little bits of school shutdowns and lockdowns. People are told to stay in their houses as they were in Roosevelt. Right now, at this time, early afternoon, police are trying to figure out whether we have two crazed gunmen on the loose or if there's a chance that it's the same person. Then at around 4 o'clock, Stowicki was spotted by a plainclothes police officer who called for backup in a residential neighborhood in West Seattle, at which point at around 4 p.m., he knelt on a sidewalk just in front of somebody's house and shot himself in the head. So he was taken to the hospital where he died later. The whole time, Mayor McGinn and the police were doing this live, very odd sort of discussion of the day's events. And they're being peppered constantly with questions from reporters who it seemed even had more information than they did. Sort of this 24 hours, we're going to find out while we're live on the air situation going. So here's Mayor McGinn and Seattle City Council member Bruce Harrell on steps to avoid future violent acts.
And we will be working with our police to give them the tools they need to focus on violent offenders with access to guns.
The common factor in all of these is an unlawful use of a firearm. We will be looking closely at whether a person's right to carry or their ability to carry when they are younger than 21, whether our laws are effective and enforceable.
Assistant Chief, Police Chief Nick Metz of the Seattle PD was talking about the events of the day. Let's hear how he explained how this story ended.
As patrol officers started to come in, the suspect saw that he was just about to be captured, and the suspect then raised a firearm to his head and then shot himself in the head.
That makes 21 homicides this year. That's as many as there were in all of last year.
Wow. So it is statistically a bad year for Seattle.
Yes, it is.
And I got to ask you, because I went through this a few weeks back, does that, it shatters you when it's something like that ends up in your neighborhood?
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah, everything was on lockdown. I couldn't get home. And actually on 8th and Seneca, I was right there waiting for my car to be serviced, and 20 police officers came screaming by, and you just get this feeling like something's going on. And, you know, it's not going to make me move out of West Seattle, but it certainly was scary.
As a mom, of course, I think it hits you harder.
I was driving down Delridge yesterday with my son in the car, and a knife on my front seat opened up for easy access. Very scary stuff.
We already knew nobody should ever mess with Jody, but
right.
I think she just put an exclamation.
The knife is usually folded up in my handbag.
She always has the knife.
We saw that when you did What's in My Handbag.
Yeah. Right.
I'd point out there was a hypothetical knife on your front seat for the people who know
course.
That you should not drive with an open knife in your car legally.
Of course not. They can come and try and stop me.
Hypothetically try to stop you.
Hypothetically, you're not going to stop me yesterday.
Now, I heard a little bit of the politics, the mayor talking about guns and rights to carry and all of that.
Yeah.
How does that affect this case at all?
Well, everybody's been talking about our loose gun laws in the state of Washington, and by loose meaning that some anti-gun advocates are saying that you can get guns very easily at gun shows specifically. If you were to walk into a gun shop, there's a background check, and they have to check you, and then you wait, and then they give you a gun. But some people have suggested that gun shows are a problem because they're not traceable, apparently.
All right. Before we get to that, though, is this Ian L. Stuwicki? Did this guy get a gun that way?
I have not read how he got his gun.
Yeah, so it seems odd to connect the politics of that to this guy so early. But there may be a reason. I don't know.
What was odd is that press conference in general. I don't know if anybody saw it live. I did. I think the only people that carried it live was Channel 7, KIRO. Channel 5 had been following the story for hours, and finally, I think, Ellen took precedent or something. You got to get Ellen on. So they had broke away. But they did this press conference, and Mayor McGinn gets up there, and this is when we still think there's two killers on the loose in Seattle at this point. And I assume they're calling a press conference to update us on where you need to go, what you need to do.
Right.
And he gets up there, and for about 5 minutes talks about the politics of guns, you know, without mentioning anything about it. Well, the events of the day are bad, but no specifics about, you know, what you should do. So then he introduces another guy, and this guy gets up there, and I assume, okay, this guy's going to tell us what's going on here. And he gets up there and he goes, well, you know, I can make light of just about any situation, but not this one. I mean, that's the first thing he said.
What?
Yeah. And he goes, you know, May 30th is the time for fishing and bicycling and being with your families. And, I mean, he's starting to ramble about this stuff. And there is no mention of, you know, we got killers out there on the loose and helicopters in the air. So he rambles for a few minutes about the politics of guns. And then they introduce a third guy, says, this guy will tell you what's going on. And he gets up there and immediately gets peppered with questions. And one news person says, well, we've just heard of another shooting on 37th and
Raymond.
Raymond. And the guy goes, oh, really?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I didn't know anything about that one yet. I mean, it was a tragedy.
To some extent, by the way, I think you always have to forgive live television during a crisis. I mean, harken back to all the things that unfold, and people are really like us, just sort of sitting there trying to figure it out, and they may say something awkward here and there. But you have a point in that there is a need, it seems now, when something is going on in real time. There is a thirst in the public because of our Facebook, Twitter mentality to, like, none of us want to check the paper later to see what happened. There is an audience that will tune in And when the standoff was happening in North Bend, I was doing that, of course. I didn't want it to end.
Right. What's going on?
I wanted to be updated in real time. We have an expectation. So I won't blame anybody for that. But we have that expectation of instantaneous Google Earth global live coverage of anything that's happening right now in real time.
There's a sky cam going on. There's a scroll across the bottom of the screen. There's up to the moment.
Well,
updates.
I'll blame some people because I
watched
it. Okay,
go ahead and blame them.
Hold on. You mean what you're describing? I didn't see the live press conference, but what you're describing is a couple people in shock of what's happened to them. The mayor of the city
trying to handle it.
Right. The mayor of the city is a passionate guy. He's not the most schooled politician going. Clearly, that's the case.
I think he's okay.
He's a first time mayor, and I'm not saying he's bad.
I'm impressed with what he's done.
I like the guy. Don't get me wrong.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying he's a passionate guy who's in shock that his city that he genuinely cares about
is under siege.
Yeah.
But when you call a press conference, I mean, I know Jody's blocks away. My sister-in-law with my baby, nephew is blocks away, and. When I assume they're going to a press conference, it's to update us on the situation. In other words,
you think they should black out the coverage until they have something.
Well,
they shouldn't just try to fill TV time to get
right.
Get
I'm sure they're scrambling. We need to say something, but I think when you come out, you quickly say, "I'm the mayor. This has been a bad day. This is what we know so far. This has happened.
We'll be back to update you in an hour."
They didn't recap any of the events. They spent 10 minutes talking about, well, we told you yesterday that guns are the problem and not gangs and all this, and not one mention of the situation.
He said that obviously because this wasn't a gang.
Well, I agree with Joe. I thought that it was – I didn't watch it on TV, but I was listening live on the radio, and I thought this filler – this rambling is terrible, and it is exactly what we don't need.
Not in the beginning. I mean, when it's happening. I mean, it was happening right then. That's when the guy was walking down the street, and that's what happened. Is the news crews got the word before these guys did because they're up on the podium politicking, and finally a news person says, "Well, we just heard somebody got shot," and they're like, "Well, I'll tell you what, let's take five minutes. And we'll come back and tell you what we know."
Yeah.
So they stop the thing, and then they go and find out what's going on.
Others were appalled. I'm sure if I'd seen it, Joe, I probably would be saying
you would
the same.
You would be very annoyed.
Donna in Seattle is another person who was appalled. Donna, go ahead.
Hi there, guys. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Yeah, I was listening to it live, and I'm with you guys. You know, once the mayor called the five-minute break and let them gather their thoughts, that was outstanding. That was a good call on their part. But, man, the very first two, 3 minutes was all this policy crud. And I just really, really wanted to hear, are we still looking for,
what are we looking for? Where is it? And what should we do to protect ourselves?
Give us some facts.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Are the kids okay? Are the schools still locked down? What should we be doing? It's like, tell me about duct tape and plastic or whatever, but don't tell me about what.
Have me get ready for a hurricane just in case.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, no.
Donna, thank you.
When I heard duct tape and plastic comment, I think. That's a terrorism comment because remember after 9/11 they were told chemical warfare might be at our doorstep, and this is how you get a trailer park coverage for chemical warfare is you duct tape your windows and put plastic up. But when you don't know how many shooters are going on, all of a sudden this isn't a neighborhood thing; it's a U District thing, it's a downtown thing, it's a West Seattle thing. There's an air that maybe we're under some kind of.
So what we are doing here is we are critiquing the media performance of officials, not policy, not law enforcement, who did a great job. We are critiquing the media performance.
I think the fact that the police got this wrapped up in a matter of hours is wonderful. That guy's no longer a threat to anybody is fine with me.
But in the Facebook age, media performance is a skill set you need to have.
Of course, but also you're talking about a group of people who live in this area that are concerned about the Memorial Day shooting, the Justin Ferrari incident, this guy driving a minivan in the middle of Madrona. People think, well, I don't mess around with gang members and I have only upstanding friends, so I would never get hit with a stray bullet. And we're finding in Seattle that lately that's not true. And so this press conference that they were having was already scheduled to talk about gun violence and why no one should freak out and what steps we're going to take. And obviously, yesterday was like an unbelievably ironic twist in this whole in this whole machine.
And maybe that explains it. Maybe this is something that was on his docket at 8 a.m. that morning.
It just got extra covered.
Yeah, and he just showed up with the same script that he planned on reading at 8 a.m. because
you know what
there
else
was
to say?
Still a bad idea.
Yeah, when you've got that situation and you bring the cameras and say, we're going to make some statements, and the statements have nothing to do with the fact that there's people locking their doors and having cops going through their backyards, then I think that's a pretty serious blunder.
Not to mention the fact that there are thousands of responsible gun owners who don't like to hear.
Yeah.
You know, when someone, when a nutbag gets a gun and does something horrible like this, the responsible gun owners do not want it always to be like, well, maybe we should change the gun laws.
Right.
Which is
I agree with you,
now.
Joe, but I think it's a political blunder, not a not a matter of when it comes to public safety and policy and how these things are handled, I think the authorities did a great, and I have to say we've once again been saved the cost of an expensive trial, and I feel bad admitting it, but every time we are saved the cost of an expensive trial, and I think you know what I mean.
Jody knows what you mean.
Yeah, I take a moment to go. I'm
share
glad
that.
We were saved the cost of an expensive trial. I never wish ill on anybody, innocence, of course, or even the guilty. But when it happens, and we save the cost of the expensive trial, it's.
You're a better person than me. I wished ill on him yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure you. Well, and I believe me, I wish. I wish for them to stop and get caught and
shouldn't have wasted the
do
gauze.
Their time or whatever. But this is an ending that you have to commend law enforcement.
Totally.
How did they? Was it random that they spotted him, or was it?
No, there were tons of cops all over West Seattle, and actually
they were looking and they spotted him.
And it's amazing too, because they're on Delridge, this particular strip of Delridge. There's tons of bus stops, and so there was a concern for a while that he had gotten on a bus. In which case, oh my God, SOL! Because where's the guy? Nobody. I mean, that's how you could escape something
that's
like
how you
this.
Disappear
get on a bus.
On Delridge,
that's how you truly disappear.
It's funny. Yesterday, my wife and I were in West Seattle while this was going on, just totally coincidentally at our accountant's, and she wanted to know, where's Delridge?
Right.
Where's Jody? She was all concerned about you.
Joe called me too. It was really nice, actually.
And I said, well, Delridge is a pretty long street. It goes. She wanted to stay away from Delridge.
Yes, good idea.
Which is, I hate to, victimize a particular street. It's, but she was, we did not see anything.
Oh, yeah.
We were driving around mostly up by Admiral, California.
You know, I see a helicopter over the U District, and I got a kid who's living up on Capitol Hill. But, so I'm like, okay, well, it's not in her neighborhood. But then you hear of a shooting downtown, and you're like, okay. She works downtown. She lives on Capitol Hill.
Everybody
this
thinks
thing,
about every,
this thing is everywhere. There's nowhere that it's pocketed that it's okay. There's no exhale moment until this guy, comes to his end in West Seattle.
All right. Jody, thank you for all of that. And can you sum up the story for those that may have tuned in the middle?
I can. Yesterday in Seattle, a gunman killed 5 people, 4 at a cafe, another in a carjacking downtown before he shot himself as officers closed in on him in West Seattle. He was then taken to Harborview, where he passed away.
And if there's anybody left on the planet who finds out for the first thing in the morning something because they're that unplugged from the media, I commend you for walking in the woods and enjoying the birds.
It's a serene life.
Yeah. Yeah. As none of us do that anymore. 6:28. Still to come on the show, Colin Hanks, his new movie is High School. We'll speak with him. And scientists say the average American has a much bigger one of these than they did 150 years ago, thanks to the ad in the back of the mat. No, it's
those
not that.
Those things really, really work.
And it's not your belly, by the way, because you would assume that, of course, we have bigger bellies. We'll tell you what it is. Also, Jody will be back with more news.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
KJR. The greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. The Emerald Queen Casino, Budweiser, and Beacon's Plumbing present Battle at the Boat 87 this Saturday, 7 p.m. Featuring female phenom Sarah Puchak in the semi-main event. Local favorite Nate Serrano against Osvaldo Rojas. Main event undefeated Joel Diaz takes it to Puerto Rico's Guillermo Sanchez. Tickets at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino. Battle at the Boat 87 this Saturday, 7 p.m. A Brian Hall quiz production and only at the Emerald Queen Casino. The entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Final report of the vessel Prometheus. There's only death here.
Prometheus.
I know when my son is coming to visit because I can hear his motorcycle from 5 blocks away. My dog gets so scared she won't come out from behind the couch. Stupid contraption. He loves it, though. Says it gives him a sense of freedom. Gives me a headache.
Some people want more out of life, and Safeco insures things that make more possible, like cars, homes, and motorcycles. Safeco Insurance. Do more. Find a local agent at Safeco.com. Coverage written and provided by Safeco Insurance Company of America or its affiliates, Seattle, Washington.
Here's a story about two people who struggled with learning. Lance was bright, but often had trouble reading and sounding out words. Then there was Michelle. She was also bright, but didn't understand what she read. Lance and Michelle had language processing difficulties and finally found success at a Lindamood Bell Learning Center. Use this summer to make the difference of a lifetime in your child's learning. The Lindamood Bell Learning Center in Bellevue will host an overview presentation on June 2nd at 10 a.m. Call Lindamood Bell at 800-300-1818 or online at lindamoodbell.com.
How much food and money are you throwing out because of freezer burn? Help prevent freezer burn and save up to $2,700 a year with the Food Saver Vacuum Sealing System. Savings based on buying in bulk, on sale, and eliminating waste. The Food Saver brand, America's number one vacuum sealing system, locks out moisture while sealing in flavor to help keep food fresh up to 5 times longer. And now you can save even more. Enjoy $10 off any Food Saver appliance and $2 off any Food Saver heat seal bag or roll only at Target.
This is election season, and the topic of trust comes up a lot. A lot of people say a lot of things, and you have to pick one. That's kind of similar to when you have something to sell, like gold or jewelry. So I'm seeing more and more ads for gold buyers and people walking around with these signs that say, "We'll pay the most for your gold." So who's telling the truth? Who can you trust? West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. And how do you know that's true? Well, I've experienced it myself. Lisa and I went in there and got some cash. I've also seen how they work. They give you a free appraisal, a free accurate appraisal. You're welcome to shop it around. There's no pressure. Once you know what your valuables are worth, you'll know you can really trust them, not the guy with the dancing sign around the corner from them trying to get you to go into his store. Don't trust anyone with your valuables until you've been to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. And check out their new location in Linwood, right across from the Alderwood Mall. West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
I feel so bad.
Hey, listen, it's the right thing to do. All 285,000 miles of me is just sitting here. Donating me to Purple Heart is perfect.
But it's hard.
It's okay, really. Just let me go. I'm off to help support veterans and their families.
So you're not mad?
Please, I can't wait to get out of here. Don't take that the wrong way. Purple Heart will make sure I help America's veterans.
Okay, off you go.
Do right by veterans. Call 800-293-1471. On the web at carsforpurpleheart.com.
So you're driving past the construction site around the corner and a simple little screw in the road. Luckily, every car or pickup tire that Les Schwab sells comes with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you. Along with great prices, we give you free flat repairs, equal value replacements, free trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. So why lifetime protection? Because you just might need it. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab. Doing the right thing since 1952.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra with advanced stain blocking starts at just $31.98 a gallon. The number one paint and primer in one just got better. Each coat works 3 times harder, priming, covering, and blocking stains on even tough surfaces. Roll on rich color in less time with Behr Ultra now with stain blocking starting at just $31.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Two epic title fights headline Strikeforce MMA at Rose Garden Arena in Portland on Saturday, July 14th. Luke Rockhold versus Tim Kennedy. Plus Tyrone Woodley takes on UFC veteran Nate Marquardt. Tickets on sale this Friday at rosequarter.com.
And today on the Fab Four at 4 at KJR, details on how you, a Northwest Beatles fan, can win a trip to Vegas to enjoy the Beatles' love at the Mirage.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, good morning. I'm Danielle. We do have an accident. I-5 southbound at South 272nd. It's an overturned semi that spilled some bottles of soda pop out on the road. The driver is fine, and they're working on clearing everything up there. It's not really impacting the southbound I-5 lanes, but northbound I-5 is pretty much bumper-to-bumper from 320th all the way up past 516. So is the Valley Freeway from State Route 18 up towards Willis. Northbound 405 through the S-curve's also really filled in. So is southbound I-5 from 220th into Shoreline. A lot of heavy traffic already because of the heavy rain. Coming up on the Bob River Show, scientists say that the average American has a much bigger one of these than they did 150 years ago, and it's not bellies or bank accounts.
Toyota owners, summer is coming. Through the end of June, help maximize your Toyota's fuel economy with a $39.95 maintenance special and receive 20 Toyota bucks toward your next service. Contact your Western Washington Toyota dealer for details and to schedule your visit today.
You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KJR.
Pickle barns are coming to a town near you. Better hide the women and the booze. Their thirst cannot be sated or their hunger satisfied. Dancing with the devil by the fire of life. Goodbye, she cried from the bottom of the sea. You may be unlucky, but you're lucky you ain't.
God's Favorite Beefcakes, a very sad soundtrack to a tragic day yesterday as these two best friends, musicians, and two others have died in the Seattle shootings that Jody was updating us on. I and Joe and Jody continued to talk during the break about the obviously botched press conference efforts and what they say about us. As well as the people who did it, but also just about people during the day. Jody was saying that she would get home and David did not know about this.
He hadn't heard what was going on because he was focusing on his business, and my nanny was watching Animal Planet with the back door wide open. And there's just, I mean, with me and my alerts that were coming into my phone and my Facebook friends pinging me, I don't see how anybody could miss it. I felt like I was already in full-on freak mode, and half the people were walking around with their...
And we were at band practice, and Rick Knott came in and was like, did you hear? And we were in Burien, of course, so that was going on. And I think something Joe said, and you said it also during the break, is interesting to note. I can't get too mad at politicians for, you know, being buffoons. During a press conference that they didn't expect was a press conference. They were probably planning their little gun talk anyway, and it's just
politics. They were. And who suffers from how do I look worse than a politician?
Well,
they're going to be so scrutinized on how they how they handle this.
I realize it makes a good talk show topic. It's not that important to me. More important to me how good the police did. But it's also important to me to think that, and you crystallize this when you describe your day, newspapers are in big trouble. News organizations generally cut way back. And the concern, I remember a friend asking me a few years ago, we should subsidize newspapers. How are we going to get reporters? How are we going to know what's going on? There's no local reporters anymore. Well, despite the busted IPO, there are local reporters. And Jody's army mobilized
to the
point where, you know, her husband and kids sitting at home got a boom door open. Come, guys, be ready. There's danger in the neighborhood. To the point where you were getting pinged constantly. To the point where even with Twitter, which I often make fun of, It's possible for people to become aware, become more aware than the authorities. And I do think, by the way, it is a good point. The authorities need a good Twitter, Facebook liaison to know what's going on, to know what might be going on, so they can at least refute the stuff that isn't happening and give you what they do know. They should have training in instantaneous media, and they don't.
Well, this is one thing that really helped bring a quick end to this was a somewhat of an instantaneous media event that I've never seen the police use before. They got the surveillance video out of the coffee shop, out of the cafe, got the picture of the suspect, got it on every policeman's smartphone, so they knew who they were looking for, and also got it out on Facebook and to all of us.
What smartphone do our policemen have?
I would assume every one of them either have a fine an iPhone or Android.
I don't know. Do they?
Nowadays, everybody.
That's interesting to note.
They all had it on their handhelds, and this guy, Ian Stawicki, had a very obvious beard, and that's how they were spotting him.
So the police dropped a social net on the city?
Yeah, and that's how his brother ID'd him. So they had a name and a history.
So there's a positive social network. I mean, that isn't quite social networking, but it is. There's a positive aspect to the instantaneous communication capturing this guy.
Well, when the police can say, look at our Facebook page for a photo of this suspect to the city, that's amazing.
Mm. Police should be celebrating today for a job well done for as much as the...
Celebrated.
Yes, for as much as the scrutiny on them from the Department of Justice and all the people. You can't say that. You can't do that. You have to be nicer. No, get out there and get these guys. I was so impressed with them yesterday.
By the way, the NRA is going to give you an official honorary
lifetime membership. With a come to the beret. You're going to look good, man.
Excuse me, my dears. Brought up near where the NYPD existed, and you wouldn't say the things about the police officers doing their job that people have the luxury of saying here about police officers doing their job. And I just don't see what the point is. My neighborhood's safe now. I'm very pleased. All things considered.
Yeah. What's the fallout today?
It's a good question. We still have to talk about what is going on in Seattle and why it seems like it's a less safe place to be than it was last year. More safe still than other cities around the country where there are so many people.
A texter within our army of research texters points out that we had way more murders in 2003. I can't remember the exact number, but that, you know, statistically, we may not be having anything other than
a cyclical uptick.
Well, other than just a number that is higher this year versus last year.
Well,
you average it out over time, it may not necessarily be that we're less safer. I don't know.
We're on pace to double last year's number, though. That's...
But then you're only looking at a sample of two, statistically. What was it in 2003? If you scroll down, there's a...
I haven't seen that text, but was that the year that there was that horrible event on Capitol Hill?
32 in 2003. I don't know what year that was or what skewed that number.
I feel like that includes a particular event.
See if you can... I know these stats are available on the internet. In our instantaneous gratification society. Statistical average for Seattle for, say, 10-year, 20-year span, if you can find it.
That's a smart way to look at it, of course. I think the house party shooting you're referring to on Capitol Hill...
That's what I was thinking of.
...wasn't that long ago. It wasn't 9 years ago. It was much more recent.
Time flies.
Texter says, regarding SPD, they are not issued smartphones, but most have them anyway. And this person's husband is a Seattle police officer, and he was using Twitter yesterday to get information about the shooter.
So here's what I would say, and this comes back to what the point that Jody kind of unearthed, and Joe too, is that when you said, oh, they had them on their smartphones, I went, really? Because my impression of the police, regardless of what the truth is that they would be walking around with some government-issue non-smartphone. And now it seems that perhaps they are, but they had their own smartphones. When it gets to the point where, to do your job, you need stuff the public has because, you know, the department doesn't issue it, that's an interesting issue to look at if indeed that's the case. And like I said, I think that we need schooling on modern social media, because that is unreliable, sure. Lots of fake stuff, sure. But, you know, they put the Weekly World News out of business.
Yep.
You know, there was lots of fake stuff. There's still lots of fake stuff in the real news. We need to make sure that we have all those tools so that politicians aren't standing up there in a press conference being told stuff by reporters who are plugged into social media.
You're right. And you talk about the dying art of the reporter. How important is the reporter? I mean, so important these days. Somebody can actually do some investigative reporting. I mean, not just in this case of this story, but, you know, to ask the right question of the right politician or the right public official or the right police chief. You got to drill to get facts. And with the dying art of reporting, people aren't going to dig as hard. There won't be as many people to dig. Like the guy at the press conference.
Well, that's the thing.
Your Honor, what's going on? Yeah. There's got to be somebody trained.
Who was it that asked that question?
I don't know, but I want to hug him. It was the best part of the whole
thing.
The
mayor was going off on policy, and he said, what's going on?
Yeah, there was a lull.
Reporting.
By the way, I've got the stats here. Crimes year by year in terms of murders here in Seattle. From 1999 through 2010, we're looking at 45 in 1999. And then it drops to 36 in 2000. 25 in 2001, 26 2002, then you know about 2003 with 34, 2004 it drops down to 24, in 2005 it was 25, in 2006 up to 30, 2007 had 24 murders, 2008 had 29, 2009 dropped down to 22, and 2010 had only 19.
Yeah, and this is typical, by the way. People freak out over a statistic that they've just invented that is a very short window statistic. Mm-hmm. No one was freaking out about the number of murders in 1999. Why? Because we were all buying Porsches with our Microsoft stock.
That's right.
Who cares who's getting killed there?
Great.
Not us.
1999, we were all digging holes in our backyard waiting for the apocalypse.
Well, you did that.
Yeah.
What a wonderful hole that is, by the way.
Yeah. How's amazing. That hole?
Oh, I sold it with the house. I lived in a
Did you really have a hole?
No, I didn't.
You're kidding. Okay.
By the way, Texter says, it's a good thing that Seattle is trying to control guns. Here in Texas, every single idiot I know has at least one gun, and I can see many of them cracking like this guy did.
And, of course, the contrarian opinion to that also came in by text, which was if there were more concealed weapon permits, someone would have taken him out right there, so he wouldn't have killed two more people.
No kidding.
So you can't.
Yeah.
You can't play, you know, the I know what would have happened.
You know, my grandma had a sign hanging in her kitchen that said if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. I mean, right next to the whole my kitchen is open 24 hours a day.
That's
sign.
A weird phrase. I've never heard that.
Doesn't that ring true, though? I mean, you know, most crimes are not committed with a registered gun-toting owner of the NRA member, law-abiding, Second Amendment.
Eric,
abiding.
Look it up for us. All right. 6:48. There is other news today, and throughout the morning we will play you some really melancholy, sad audio from Drew and Joe and their music, and of course, as anything else develops, we'll let you know. It's 6:47.
To the rest of the world, brought to you by Top Pot Donuts. Ireland went to the polls today to vote on the EU's fiscal pact. The only country of the 25 pro-pact nations that has actually put this treaty to a vote among its people and let the people decide. Treaty needs to be approved by 12 of the 17 Eurozone nations to ratify it. So if it doesn't get ratified, then it doesn't matter what Ireland's people want. But it's still nice that they got to vote. If Ireland does reject the pact, country could be barred from emergency EU funding when its current bailout packages expires next year. Syrian government released 500 political prisoners today. More shelling reported in Houla, the site of the deadly massacre less than a week ago where 100 people were lost. Syrian rebels today called for a Friday deadline for a ceasefire as UN Special Envoy Kofi Annan's attempts to broker that peace deal stalled. Calling for it the day before, probably not going to happen. UN observers reported finding 13 dead bodies bound and killed execution style yesterday, and that was moments after the Western nations coordinated an effort to expel all the Syrian diplomats. Armed Bedouin tribesmen kidnapped two U.S. tourists in the Sinai Peninsula on Wednesday, that's in Egypt, demanding the release of a tribesman who's being held in a drug case. The two men are both American. taken while driving near a resort area near Dahab, or is it Dahab? I believe it's Dahab. U.S. Embassy confirmed the kidnapping, but did not give any further details. Egyptian police say that they are going to hopefully successfully negotiate for the men's release. Closer to home, Washington State Liquor Control Board has denied the city of Seattle's request to consider changing liquor sale hours. This was that effort to keep the bars open later or have staggered closings in more popular areas like Pioneer Square, Capitol Hill, Belltown, so that people could get home safer.
Just theoretically.
Theoretically.
Well, they were trying to maximize police resources.
Yeah, it was a silly idea.
To make last call later?
Well, it was a silly idea to make people drive fast to get to the bar that isn't closing. It was a silly idea to run around to different places with staggered drinking times. It would cause more accidents.
Much like they tried to stagger school start times to get the same bus drivers at 3 to 4 places, that's what they were trying to do with the police department.
Yeah. 2 to 1
I think
to deny.
The key word here... Stagger. Boom. Why did you have to jump on?
I wasn't staggering. I wasn't jumping. Okay. I was chorusing.
The word here, I do a pause. Spike goes, ah, stagger.
I was in perfect unison with you trying to embellish the moment.
That's what you said.
You were like the Indigo Girls. It was nice.
Harmonize with them.
I'm interested to hear what you think of this. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is offering an idea on how to cut down on obesity, diabetes, all the horrible things that are brought on by large sodas. You know, super huge sodas. They're proposing a plan that would force restaurants, movie theaters, and street carts to stop serving sodas and other sugary drinks larger than 16 ounces.
Baloney.
Restaurants, movie theaters, and street carts. So you're still okay at like 7-Eleven or...
What's the point of all this? This is staggering the soda sales.
Because everyone's fat and stupid, I guess, Bloomberg's theory is.
Fat and stupid people.
Mm-hmm. By two. That's what they do. Two
fat
8 ounces.
And stupid people.
Now with both hands full.
Deserve what they get if they cause it themselves by drinking soda.
I know. And obviously this would never happen. It's so ridiculous. But this plan unveiled yesterday doesn't include diet sodas, fruit juices, which have just as much sugar, and dairy products like milkshakes.
Or granola bars. Right. This is trying to single out one thing as the bad guy. Look, people who drink this stuff know it's not good for them. It's their right to drink it if they want to. Don't tell them what they can and can't do at the government. That's silly. Unless you want to regulate all sugar for everybody.
Here's the messed up part. It has to be approved by the city's health department.
Right.
But guess who is on the city's health department? All of Bloomberg's friends. So they're probably going to pass this. We have a comment from a soda industry spokesman.
Let's hear.
Well, no, he said that the plan unfairly targets soft drinks.
It does.
No, duh.
In fact, this is mob-type mentality. This is one business. The milkshake industry is funding this. The fruit juice industry is backing it because if they buy less soda, they'll buy more other drinks.
Yeah, and I heard it applied to like the Frappuccinos and stuff. But you could have a 3-gallon milkshake, but not a 20-ounce Frappuccino, the way it was explained to me.
I almost don't want to tell this next story, but I feel like I need to add some closure to something that we brought up yesterday.
Okay.
Remember how I told you that somebody mailed a human foot to Canadian Parliament, and Canadian Parliament opened up the box, and they were like, oh my, what is this? Well, there's more on that story now. Police in Montreal found a grisly scene at the apartment of Luca Rocco Magnata, who is an actor in gay porn and has no connection, like has no weird background, has never done anything. But apparently he is being accused of stabbing a man to death, dismembering the body, sending a foot to the headquarters of Canadian Conservative Party. They found what they were looking for at his apartment. They're looking for him now. They have no clue what happened, why he did this with Canadian Parliament, or what his motivation was, but hopefully they will catch him soon. And one final story from me before I send it over to Spike in Sports. There's a tech blog out there called All Things D, and on Wednesday they released a bunch of videos of Steve Jobs at Apple conferences from 2003 to 2007. And there is 7 onstage interviews in this. And Steve Jobs basically explains how his and Apple's philosophy is evolving. He stressed the importance of building products for their uses, not for corporations or cell phone carriers. He also discussed his competitors and even appears in one interview with Microsoft founder Bill Gates. So if you miss Steve Jobs and you want to see him, we're gonna post some of these videos at bobrivers.com.
Steve Jobs is like Hendrix now. They're going to keep unearthing live shows.
Yeah. Right. He's going to appear as a hologram.
Steve Jobs plays Berkeley.
Maybe there'll be a Steve Jobs museum. You never know. All right, thank you. Spike Sports.
Thanks so much, Bob. The Mariner offense just exploded yesterday in Texas. 21 runs the Mariners racked up on the Rangers. But 21 runs. An 8-run second, an 8-run third, a 4-run eighth to wrap it up, and a bow on top of it. 21-8 the final in Texas yesterday. 20 hits. The Mariners batted around twice.
When you have 21 runs, do you tell your pitcher, have a ball?
Yeah. Just throw the beach ball. Throw the beach ball. It's great.
Apparently so, because we let them score 8.
Yeah,
so.
But I mean, yeah. Who cares?
Well, the M's had gone into this this Texas series losing 4 straight. They dropped the first hit at a 5-game losing streak, and then they scored 10 on Tuesday. They scored 21 yesterday. People are starting to, then you get the whole save them for tomorrow, because this is like the second worst offense in the American League.
That's one of the stupidest things ever said in baseball.
Swing away, my friend.
Save
swing
some runs
away
for tomorrow. Hold them back.
Right. And I was talking to Mitch Levy in the hallway before the show, and he says, you know, this goes to show you what a non-hitter-friendly ballpark Safeco Field is. I mean, you're not going to score these kind of runs all the time, but Texas is built to hit. And the Mariner offense gets down in Texas, and some balls fly out that would have been just, you know, hanging pop-ups in Safeco. And this offense isn't as bad as the 13th out of 14th offense numbers would tell you. It's a lot to do with the ballpark.
Sure.
It's the reason a guy like Jamie Moyer can rack up a career, you know, Mariner record number of wins at Safeco. It's a pitcher's park. It is not a hitter's park.
Remind me that I have a Mitch Levy story to tell you.
I will. The M's are off today.
Our sports host across the hall.
Nice guy. M's take on the White Sox tomorrow.
Same
in the first
Mitch
game.
Levy I know?
Yeah, it's nice to me. He loves me.
It's a good story, actually.
The L.A. Kings took game one of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight in overtime over the Devils in New Jersey. 2-1 the final. They'll play game 4 Saturday in New Jersey. Brought to you by Fred Meyer. And the Miami Heat up 2-0 on the Boston Celtics after a 115-111 overtime win. 2-0 in that series. I'm Spike in sports.
Thank you, Spike. Scientists say the average American has a much bigger one of these than they did 150 years ago. It's not your middle section. It's not your bank account. What do you have a bigger one of than your great-great-great-grandfather? I will give you the answer. It's your head, your skull.
I'm guessing I've got the biggest head of anybody around.
You think so?
I have a big head.
Sporting a melon up there.
It doesn't look that big, but you like, you know, because it's kind of proportional to my body, because I'm kind of big-bodied too. But my hat size, I would match against just about anybody.
Really?
When it comes to hat size, actually, all of us are larger than our ancestors. And I don't know why. They can't say exactly why, but it's true. As told, the average skull has increased 6.8% in height since the late 1800s. Body height has also increased. We are taller by 5.6%, although our femur length has only grown by 2%. Our heads continue to get larger, even as our overall heightening has slowed or completely stopped. So, you know that famous picture of the evolution of man that starts with a really low
and then he
gradually stands up?
Yeah.
We're not done evolving.
Bigger heads.
Taller.
Taller, but not legs, just taller torso, so we're stretching.
Stretching our torso and bigger heads.
And I can explain the head issue. It's really modern medicine. C-sections are now very prevalent, so babies will survive that didn't used to survive. The big-headed babies just couldn't make it out of the mom, or the mom would die trying to give birth, and now that's not so much of an issue.
Ouch.
Sorry.
Sorry.
But you see less people with those like clamp marks on the side of their heads, too. Well, that was a tragic way to go through life. It's true.
Wow. Is that – you think that's the – because this article says they can't explain it.
That's
you.
They don't know Eric Cora.
That's what Eric, I am. No.
Eric,
you know why?
Because of his big head.
Eric knows.
Thank you, Eric.
Do you?
coming up, Colin Hanks in the next 40 minutes. Also, I do have a Mitch Levy story. We had a funny exchange yesterday. And see, so you've got that liquor board thing. why working out doesn't work for some people. Joe has been exercising. You're happy with your results, though.
Going today at 11.
A few get bad results from exercise. Are you one of them? We'll tell you why.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show.
On 95.7.
KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. We are seeing pretty heavy volumes right now southbound 405 from the I-5-405 split down to 522. Linwood to Bellevue right now taking you about 42 minutes. Everett to Seattle, a 48-minute commute. Redmond to Seattle across 520, only about 16 minutes, so that bridge is moving along just fine. Northbound 405 through the S-curves. Tukwila to Bellevue, a 30-minute commute. Things are pretty much bumper to bumper through there. Northbound I-5 really congested from 320th up into South Center because of an overturned semi I-5 southbound at 272nd. That's definitely a distraction for drivers.
Toyota owners, summer is coming. Through the end of June, help maximize your Toyota's fuel economy with a $39.95 maintenance special and receive 20 Toyota bucks toward your next service. Contact your Western Washington Toyota dealer for details and to schedule your visit today.
I got places to go. I got seeds to sow. I don't have time for anyone interrupting my flow. My stations don't break up. Some stations I make up. My advice is you take up with iHeartRadio. Stay connected with your favorite radio stations anytime, anywhere. Or get jazzed by creating custom commercial-free stations starting with a song or artist, and iHeartRadio plays songs based on your selection. Free apps including the iPad app for high-resolution display or listen online. It's all at iHeartRadio.com.
If this describes your dishwasher, it's a guzzler, uses a lot of water. It's old, it occasionally leaks, and the dishes come out, and sometimes you have to run it again.
Wash them again, yeah.
Then listen up to this. How about a brand new state-of-the-art dishwasher from Miele? That's right. Arnold's Appliance in Bellevue has the perfect dishwasher for your home, the Miele Futura. It's got future in the name, the Futura has remote vision. It wirelessly connects and monitors your dishwasher 24. It'll tweet you if something's going wrong. Not quite, but almost. But by the way, the Miele Futura, the most intelligent dishwasher, if you don't like it, if you don't agree, they give you a 90-day money-back guarantee. Miele at Arnold's Appliance. Arnold's, a Northwest native appliance store, one that you know and trust for 35 years. Including myself and Lisa, we've been there several times over the decades. It's a family-owned business with old-fashioned values and great prices. Visit Arnold's Appliance today in Bellevue on 132nd between Northeast 20th and Bell Red Road.
Tired of credit cards that don't really reward you? Stop! Now there's the Knock Your Socks Off credit card. The only reward card that lets you redeem points for socks, tubes, knee-highs, argyles. You name it, just 10,000 points of hair.
Are you tired of your points being pointless?
Hey, what do you mean? Who doesn't like socks?
Yeah, but with U.S. Bank Flex Perks reward cards, points go farther. Like only 20,000 Flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket.
A $400 airline ticket?
Yep. Choose from more than 150 airlines.
Ooh.
With no blackout dates.
Wow.
There's even a $25 allowance with each award ticket for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
But when you take your shoes off at the airport, what's on your feet? Socks!
Earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
But I have to call in the next 3 minutes or...
Nope. Apply for your U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward cards 24/7 at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. All of us serving you, U.S. Bank.
Hey, you just knocked my socks off.
U.S. Bank Flex Perks Reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D.
I can see my tippy toes.
It's the most awaited season of the year, grilling season. And Safeway will help you get out and grill all summer long with outstanding club card prices on everything for grilling. This week, it's the Mix and Match Meat Sale. You can invite everyone over for steak because Ranchers Reserve Boneless Beef Chuck Steaks are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free in the Extreme Value Pack. For the grillmeisters and those who just love to eat, this is the season we've all been waiting for. So come over to Safeway and get out and grill all summer long. And here's an easy way to save an extra 10 to 20%. Introducing Just For You from Safeway, the quick, simple way to save big before you shop. Use Just For You to load digital coupons and personal savings right onto your club card. There's new savings every week. And accessing Just For You is really simple with the Safeway app for iPhone and Android. It's the easiest way to get all your savings in one place. Get the Safeway app at the App Store or Google Play today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Start up
up your savings in 2012 with the 12 Ways to Save sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll spend less and get more at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you take advantage of the 12 great offers on items your vehicle uses every day. And with O'Reilly Auto Parts' everyday low prices, the savings keep adding up. Stop in today and stock up. But hurry, because these 12 deals won't last long.
During the 12 Ways to Save sale, Peak Premix Long Life Coolant is only $7.99 a gallon at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. It's guaranteed to provide maximum cooling system protection against damaging rust and corrosion. And it's pre-diluted and ready to use, so you'll save both time and money. Shop the 12 Ways to Save sale going on now at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Why make extra trips when you don't have to? Starting June 1st, you'll be able to buy spirits at select Washington Walmart stores and Supercenters, right where you already save on so many other things. Planning a party? Walmart has drink mixers, chips, party trays, and more. All at their everyday low prices. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on party supplies with any other store. And always remember to drink responsibly. Save money, live better. Walmart. Alcohol only sold to people over the age of 21 with a valid photo ID.
Spike and the Impalers are coming to the historic DNR Theater in Aberdeen on June 2nd. This is your chance to see them up close and live in an intimate theater setting with state-of-the-art sound.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Come see a show the way it was meant to be seen. Every seat's a great seat.
Baby, we were born to win.
Get your tickets today at dnrtheater.com.
USAA Bank. See what makes them different. Visit usaa.com/banking.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. We are still working with that overturned semi I-5 southbound. It was carrying some bottles of soda pop. They are working on re-uprighting that semi, and hopefully it'll be on the way soon. It's really impacting the northbound lanes of traffic, though, along with the rain and just normal morning commute. So you're going to see some pretty heavy traffic from 320th into South Center, northbound on the Valley Freeway, bumper to bumper from 15th Street Southwest to the Northwest, and also northbound 405 through the S-curves, pretty much bumper to bumper. Southbound 405, expect to see the heaviest volumes from the I-5-405 split in Linwood down to 522. Coming up on the Bob River Show, for some people, working out simply doesn't work. Are you one of them?
Business owners, double your exposure with an ad in the CenturyLink Yellow Pages. In print and online, connect with customers when they're ready to buy. Call 1-888-9-CTL-BOOK today. CenturyLink Yellow Pages, real, affordable results.